Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house, your home, your co-op, your condo, your apartment, your tent, wherever you call home. If you've got a project you'd like to do, we would love to help. You can reach out to us at any time by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions on MoneyPit.com. Just click the microphone button. Coming up on today's show, if you need some extra prep space in your kitchen, what about adding a kitchen island? We're going to share some design tips that can help you out, even if you don't feel you have the space for one.
And adding a driveway marker can be a fun and practical project that can definitely step up your curb appeal and improve your home safety. So we're going to share some tips for building that project in just a bit.
And here's a generally unpleasant project, de-icing your car window, right? When it's cold and freezing outside and you're trying to get the ice and the fog off the window, we're going to share a simple recipe for a DIY de-icer. You can make it yourself and you can get the job done quickly and easily.
But first, what's your home reno plan for this year? You got a project or two in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you want to renovate a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, decor, all of the ins and outs of your project. So definitely reach out.
But first, you got to help yourself by calling us with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or posting them on MoneyPit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Matthew from Illinois on the line who's looking for some ideas on what projects are best for the house. How can we help?
I have a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house. It's a ranch in a very desirable neighborhood for our area. And I'm wondering if we're trying to add some square footage, if it's a better value to do some underpinning and dig out a basement or to look at adding on a second story, what would be more cost-effective and what is better to affect the value of the house?
That's a good question. I want to ask you about your neighborhood. Are most of the homes ranches or are there some two-story homes around you?
It's about 50-50.
So, I mean, my gut would tell me that putting a second floor on would probably be much more desirable to a home buyer. Having a basement is a nice to have. I don't think it's a have to have. And it certainly doesn't replace the value that you would get by having a second floor with additional bedrooms and bathrooms, because those are the things that really add to the value of your home. You know, you could very simply get in touch with a local real estate agent. Perhaps there are usually realtors in all these areas that are just looking to develop their book of business, whether it's for somebody that's going to sell now or sell in the future, and ask them that question. They may be able to look at the listings and say, well, look, here's a house similar size to you with a finished basement, and, you know, what that was worth compared to a home that maybe had a crawl space in the second story. I mean, the data is out there if you want to investigate your local area, but my gut would say that a second story would bring more value to your house than just a first floor with a finished basement. Leslie, what do you think?
I mean, I think a finished basement is great depending on the type of people that are in the area. Is it more families? Is it more younger people? It's also the size of the house. So you have to kind of consider who the prospective user of the home is if you're trying to sell down the road.
Well, it's definitely a family neighborhood. I know I'm one of the only homes in the neighborhood that doesn't have a basement, but I do have a three-car garage, so I get that extra storage space from that, and maybe some extra bedroom, bathroom space would be more desirable.
Matthew, I hope that helps you out. Good luck with the project, and let us know what you decide.
Oh, now we've got Catherine from Colorado on the line. Not something we like to deal with. Pest control. What is going on with the mice and the rats?
Well, the downstairs in the house, it's not finished. So somehow they're getting in downstairs, and I see little drop-ins, different places. So what I've been using so far is those green pellets of poison. But I've heard from a friend that there's new products out there, the ultrasonic plugins. I wanted to get information about that if you would know.
Yeah, I would skip that. I think that's kind of junk science. So I would skip any of those ultrasonic plug-in things. What you want to do is a couple of things. First of all, you want to eliminate nesting areas. So around the area of your house, if you have firewood, trash cans, debris of any sort that's anywhere near the foundation, those are nesting areas for rodents. You eliminate those. Secondly, you plug up any openings in the outside walls of that house. Now, mice need something the size of about a quarter or even less to get in. So any openings should be plugged. Inside the house, you want to make sure that there's no food for them. So a lot of times people will make mistakes by providing food when they don't realize they're doing it. For example, I had a friend who used to keep her pet food in the garage, and it was a big, you know, sack, 50-pound, whatever it was, bag of pet food. Never really even noticed that the mice had dug themselves a nice little front door for this that wasn't obvious, and they were just getting a big meal every single day from the pet food. So look for things like that where food is being left out for them. Moisture is also very attractive to rodents, so water that collects the foundation perimeter can bring them in. And inside the house, I think you're doing the right thing using the baits and the poisons, because they're very effective with most of the baits today. You know, for example, the decon, one hit of that, so to speak, it takes them out. I mean, it's just one and done. So I think all those things together is what's going to control and reduce the rodent population around this house.
You are listening to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, having an extra work surface in your kitchen can make it much more useful. We're going to have some tips for adding kitchen islands, even in places where none existed, next.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. ANGI.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you guys are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Joe in Michigan who's dealing with a gutter issue. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, this roof I need some help with. I bought the house about 8 years ago. It's got a good roof on it, but it appears that they tried to save some money and have somebody do it. And what the problem is the shingles don't come out far enough from the top of the roof to get into the gutters. And there's a metal strip that goes along right at the bottom edge of the roof. And from what I see, it almost looks as though it's turned around backwards, as though if it was put in properly, it would extend out further to help get the water towards the gutters or into the gutters.
Okay.
So what the mess I've got now is I've got all this water that's hitting some spots in the gutter properly and others not. And I've tried to push the gutters and tap the gutters back up as far against the fascia as I can, and I'm still getting water through there. And it's frustrating.
Well, the metal strip is throwing me a little bit. Now, typically, at the edge of the fascia, you'd have something called a drip edge, which is sort of like a right angle piece of trim that goes over the front of the fascia and up under the roof. And it's at a 90-degree angle. Is that kind of what you're seeing or not?
I had them install some aluminum over the fascia board, but I don't think that's what you're talking about. It is a channel of sorts, but it's right on the top lip of the roof. If I'm explaining this right, you know, where they first start putting the shingles on and then they start moving up forward, it's like right at that edge, there's metal.
Are the shingles resting on top of the metal?
Yes.
Regardless, the solution here is the same. What you need to do is to extend those roof shingles into the gutter. So because there's not a magic potion that will do that, the way to fix this is to get a flat bar. And that's a very thin pry bar, and you're lifting up the edges of those shingles at the bottom of the roof edge, and you're going to slip underneath some flashing. And the flashing that you would use is probably just aluminum roll flashing, maybe 6-inch or 8-inch wide flashing. And the easiest way to do this is in small pieces because it becomes too hard to handle when you have a long piece. And you run the flashing up under the roof shingles, and you make sure it extends past the roof shingles and lays into the top of the gutters. So essentially what you're doing is creating a bridge to make up the distance between where the shingle ended and where it really should have ended, which is at the edge of the gutter. And this way, when the water comes down the roof, it will drop from the shingle to the flashing to the gutter. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and that sounds like something I can do. So I appreciate you, and we'll give that a shot.
Yeah, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 money pit.
Well, if you'd like to step up the counter space in your kitchen, adding an island is a great option if you've got the room. I mean, no doubt about it, you definitely need some space for an island because they're usually at least 24 inches by 36, like at a minimum. Now, kitchens don't always have to be made of expensive cabinets. Instead, you can think about upcycling a piece of furniture, like maybe you've seen a beautiful old dresser or maybe even have one in the garage or basement, even a vanity. We've got a lot of posts on how you can use those pieces of furniture in different ways on MoneyPit.com. Now, if your kitchen is small, another option is to use a mobile kitchen cart. It's smaller than an island, and the kitchen carts can greatly enhance your cooking space because they're compact, they're very versatile, and they come in a lot of different sizes and styles and finishes and configurations. And, you know, you can kind of push them aside when you don't need them, and you can kind of move them around the kitchen with you for a variety of steps of the process of cooking. I mean, they're definitely helpful and definitely space savers.
You know, speaking of a kitchen cart kind of a thing, you know, we recently, and this is not for a kitchen or maybe more for an outdoor kitchen, over the holidays, our kids gave us a pizza oven, which was a really cool gift. Now, to use this, you got to set it on a table, and you got to set it on some sort of a table or stand outside. So I thought, boy, wouldn't it be neat if I had some sort of like a rolling cart for this? And I found online a huge array of stainless steel food prep tables that are available with wheels. And I could not believe how inexpensive they were. Like for about $100, I got a stainless steel table that was about, I'm going to say 24 by 30 that held the oven perfectly. Has a shelf on the bottom. We put a whole 20-pound tank of propane, so it was completely contained that way. And I was thinking, boy, you could use these inside or out, these stainless steel islands. So that's another way just to have a food prep area that's easy to clean, easy to maintain, that you can simply wheel out and then wheel away when you're done. Now, if it's hard to drop an island into an existing kitchen, you want to do like a traditional island, think about designing an island into a new kitchen. And that always makes a lot of sense because then you can really plan it out and you can work on all of the space around it, because that's when it's easy to move things around and shift it to kind of really maximize all of that space and the cooking and the cabinet space and think about the working triangle. In fact, a friend of mine is just about ready to complete a renovation, and one of the last steps was to install her island. And so she had the contractor sort of tape it out on the floor. And once she saw the space around it, she was able to make some changes because it turned out a lot of that space was wasted. And by shifting the island at that point, it was very easy to kind of make that change. So you have all those options if you are going to be building new. But if not, you can do anything from a small piece of upcycled furniture to a cart to a stainless steel food prep table. All of those options await you and really allows you to take advantage of having that extra surface. Because I tell you, when you need it, you need it. Right, Les?
Yeah. Now let's talk about the pizzas. Have you made some? How are they?
We did. It's funny. I was not here for the initial pizza.
The inaugural pizza event?
Cooking, okay. Cook-off. So my wife and my kids were doing it on their own. And then my son called me later, and he gave me a FaceTime tour of the results. And they made about 5 or 6 pies because they're only like 12 or 14 inches wide. The first one looked like a blob of seared dough, so that didn't go so well.
There's a learning curve, I'm guessing.
Right. As we moved through, there was one that was torn nearly in half. And then we peaked with a really dark one, too much char. And by the time they got to 5 and 6, they were looking just perfect. So I think there's definitely a learning curve. I did try my own hand at it about 2 weeks later, and I found, to my embarrassment as an Italian, I could not take that pizza tray with the long handle.
The pizza peel.
The peel, that's right, the pizza peel. And, you know, you see the pizza guys do this all the time, and they just flip the pizza around it, it just spins. Mine was, like, glued to the pizza peel, so I had to use, like, tongs to rotate it.
They have a lot of, like, they put something on the bottom. It's either, like, a flour or a cornmeal or something to keep it sort of loose on that peel and to also to keep it from sticking to the oven.
Right, so I got some work to do. I'm really pleased with it. The one they got was, I think it's called an uni, O-O-N-I.
An uni stove. Those are, like, the gift of the season.
They were great. And when you do finally heat it up, it takes 20 minutes to heat it up, by the way. But when you put the pizza in, it cooks in 1 minute. 1 minute. And they weren't kidding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was good.
That is awesome.
So that's my kitchen island story and my pizza story.
All right. Coming over for one.
You got it.
Gayla in California is having an issue with the countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I am. About 4.5 years ago, I remodeled my kitchen and installed Corian countertops. And I use the pattern called Savannah. It's one of the light ones. So I'm getting ready now to sell my home. And looking at the countertops, they're really, there's tons, like, I mean, thousands of hairline scratches, and I'm wondering how can I bring back their luster. They never were shiny, but, you know, they were lustrous.
Yeah, they do have like a satin finish that looks very rich and nice, but obviously over time, just from, you know, normal wear and tear, they are going to dull and, you know, not look so great. There's a good website that generally specializes in granite and marble care. It's called stonecare.com, but they do have some products for Corian. And there's actually a spray, you know, it's made to reduce a residue on the surface. I'm not sure it's going to help you with the scratches, but it could be a good starting point. It's called their Deep Cleaner for Corian, and that might be a good place to start, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that they're that dirty. I do keep them quite clean, but it's just a question. It's just those hairline scratches, and when the sun comes through the window, you really see them.
What that product does is it will also pull out any residue from all the cleaning that you have been doing so religiously, which is a good thing. The other nice thing, though, about Corian is the scratches can be repaired. And if you the Corian can be repolished, basically lightly sanded, so to speak.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Right, to actually pull those scratches right out. So that's not something that I would recommend that you do the first time out.
No,
but
I don't think
so. But if you contact a kitchen cabinet company, for example, they might have an installer, and for a reasonably small fee, they might come out and repolish those tops for you. They're going to have all the tools and the equipment as well, and probably they can pull many of those scratches right out.
Well, thank you. That sounds like the way to go for me.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, and good luck selling your house.
Well, thank you, and best to you both.
Bill in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm trying to clean some pressure-treated deck. This is on the second floor of my house, and also on the ground is stone, what we have here in Tennessee, crab orchard stone. It's a soft stone, and it's turned black. The stone has turned black over time. It's about 15 years old, and the pressure-treated wood is turned black also, and I wanted to see what the best thing to clean both of them. I've tried cleaner on the end of a garden hose, and and I followed the instructions, but it didn't do much at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like a combination of, you know, the wood aging and also mold or algae. Now, you know, a pressure washer set to an aggressive but gentle setting, if that makes any sense, will probably do the best to kind of attack this growth on it. If you could use some bleach and water or wet and forget, a product like that that will, you know, do a good job of, I'm not going to say attacking, but you know what I mean, like really aggressively going at this growth, that will probably do a good job of, you know, getting to the base of it and removing it from it. If you can get more sunlight on the area to sort of beat this shady mold growth that's happening, that will help tremendously. You know, there's some things that you can do there.
Okay. That's good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, building a driveway marker, it can be a fun weekend project that definitely adds to your curb appeal and for sure steps up your home safety. So we're going to have some tips to help after this.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's
530-226-0992. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started. Jan in California is having a wallpaper removal situation. Tell us what's going on.
I've been removing wallpaper and repapering for 50 years, and I've never come across where you take the wallpaper off and it looks like there's a paper lining behind it. I've had some people tell me that this is a filler for the texturing, so the wallpaper looks smooth, and others tell me that it's a liner, and it fills the whole wall with pencil lines where the wallpaper goes. I don't want to damage the sheetrock that's underneath, so I'm a little leery about taking that off or leaving it on or what I should do with it.
So your end game is to get down to the drywall?
Well, it doesn't have to be if I can texture over what's there, but it's almost like a paper, and I don't know if we can put the mud and everything on that.
If it's adhered well, then I don't see why you couldn't texture over it. Do you want to use a textured paint?
No, I want to use the texture that I've had on the other walls.
The key here is whether or not the surface that you've exposed is well adhered to the drywall underneath. If it's well adhered, then you can go ahead and put your texture over that. If it's not, then your texture could be on there for a couple of months and it could start falling off in chunks when that backer paper pulls off. As long as it's well adhered, then I don't see any reason you can't go on top of it, Jan.
Okay, I appreciate you and enjoy your program all the time.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you may have noticed that the homes that really stand out are the ones that have a little something extra at the end of their driveway. I'm talking about a driveway marker. Now, there's the aesthetic reason, of course. They just look nice. They set your home apart from the street, and they really set a tone that's just a notch above. But they can also help to identify your house for everybody, from delivery people to friends to, most importantly, first responders like fire, police, and EMTs.
Now, there are many types of driveway markers. You think about it. It's stone. It comes in brick, wood, metal fence pieces. Some people use sculpture to create driveway markers. Whichever one you choose, make sure you keep your home style into that consideration, because if you live like in a modest colonial house, you don't want to put like giant columns on either side of your driveway. It's not going to look right. So think about size. Think about the materials. Some material requires a lot more maintenance than others, and you know, you don't want to be dealing with that if you don't have to. And this is important. Add reflectors. Why would you do that? Well, if you live on a dark street, it helps you spot both sides of the driveway. If you live in an area where there's a lot of snow, it gives you a sense as to where those surfaces are so you don't mistakenly hit them with snow plows or snow blowers or even your shovels. And then think about installation. Make sure your markers, no matter what material, are not going anywhere anytime soon. And remember, you need to call before you dig. You need to make sure you identify utility lines that are underneath that surface. If you break a utility line you didn't call first, you will be subject to buku fines, like major bucks. So don't skip that step. It's free. You just call 811, and they will send out a team from the local utility to mark that out so you know it's going to be nice and safe.
Yeah, and you know what, guys? When you're in the planning process, maybe you can consider adding a mailbox or a place to get the newspaper into. You know, those are really fun ways to help make it more functional and beautiful. Think about lighting. Think about the house numbers. Find something that's in the style of your home. And, I mean, one of the most common types that we've seen is a white picket fence style. You know, it's kind of two simple corners on either side of the drive. And then there's sort of those stock pieces of fencing that kind of swoop down, you know, make a little, just a little design point at the end of the drive. And that is definitely a DIY project.
We've got more tips on MoneyPit.com on how to create the perfect driveway markers.
All right, now we've got Derwin in Texas who's dealing with a fascia board situation. Tell us what's going on.
I have a fascia board that is rotten. The way it's put on there is I have a 1x4 fascia board that's nailed up on there, and then the 1x2 is nailed on the top portion of the fascia board.
Yep.
And which kind of act, and the gutter is nailed to the 1x2, so I guess the 1x2 keeps the gutter from resting up against the fascia board.
Got it.
From rotting. Mm-hmm. So, but the drip edge, there's a drip edge that's nailed to the top, so like a 2x2 drip edge, and the top part of the drip edge is nailed to the roof deck, and then the other half is lays into the gutter.
So what you want to know is how can you get the rotted fascia board out without taking apart your gutter and your drip edge and your spacer and all that stuff, right?
Right.
There's no way to surgically remove the fascia. It's like one part of the assembly. So you'd have to take the whole thing apart. Now, I mean, it sounds like a lot of work. It's not a tremendous project to get a gutter off. It's not something you can do yourself because you don't want to bend it. So you have to do it with some help, take the gutter off in one piece. But there is an opportunity here, and that is that when you replace the fascia, I would not put wood fascia back. what I would do is I would use a product called AZEK, A-Z-E-K. This looks like wood, so it can look like that old 1x4 that you had, except it's made of cellular PVC. So it cuts like wood, and it looks like wood, but it never rots. So I would definitely suggest that this is an opportunity to improve the material that you're using there. Now, whether or not you put back the spacer and the gutter the way it was before is up to you. You really don't need to have a spacer. You could put the gutter right up against the AZEK, then have the roof just lay into the top of the gutter. That would be the most normal assembly for that kind of thing. But if you want the spacer and it just works out better because that's the way it was before, then what you could do is buy 1x6 AZEK, cut a 1.5-inch strip off of it, use that as a spacer, and use the rest. You'll have 1x4 left, and use that for the fascia, and you'll have the strip just in one piece.
So it cuts just like wood.
Looks like wood, cuts like wood, doesn't rot like wood. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, you know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, de-icing your car window can be a cold and unpleasant start for your day. We're going to share a simple recipe for a de-icer you can make yourself that can get the job done quickly and easily when the Money Pit returns. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got big plans for the Money Pit this 2023 year? Maybe you've got a big project. Maybe you've got a small project. Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can for sure build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Joan in Illinois on the line who's dealing with a mold issue. Tell us about it, Joan.
Well, I'm wondering what causes dry rot and how you can tell if you have it.
Okay. Well, what are you seeing, Joan?
Coming down to the floor, there's about an inch below the molding, and I took the carpet up, and I saw sawdust down there, and I wondered if it was dry rot.
Right. So first of all, there's no such thing as dry rot. There's only wet rot. Wood that gets wet, it gets over 25% moist, can start to decay. And if that wood also dries out, that's what people call dry rot. But it's really sort of a misnomer because it's not really dry rot. It's wet rot that has dried out.
Oh, so we can't cause it by overheating or under-humidifying a house.
No. Well, not overheating, but if you over-humidify, I guess it's technically possible because you'd put a lot of water in there. But no, you're not going to cause it by overheating. Now, in terms of what you're seeing under this molding, I think that would bear some further investigation. When you mentioned sawdust, I think about carpenter ants, for example. And so I would make sure that I know exactly what's causing this. One of the things that you could do is you could take a picture of it, and you could post it to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. We'll take a look at it and give you an opinion. Or you could post it to the community section at moneypit.com. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right, Joan, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, the ice in your car window can be a cold and unpleasant start to the day, so we've got a simple recipe for a de-icer that you can make yourself that's going to get that job done quickly and easily. So here's what you do. You fill up a spray bottle with about one-third water and two-thirds rubbing alcohol. Mixing just water and rubbing alcohol is going to work like magic. Now keep that filled spray bottle in your car so that you can use it on the go.
Yeah, that water and alcohol works really well because rubbing alcohol has a much, much, much lower freezing point than water. Actually, it freezes at like over 100 degrees below Fahrenheit. So it really speeds up the melting process and it prevents that surface from icing up in the future. And I love it. You can just simply keep it in your car because this way, you know, you have it when you need it. I mean, even at the end of the day, you come out of work and you got to de-ice your car. You just grab the bottle with a few spritz. You're totally good to go.
Randy in Delaware is on the line doing a bathroom project. Tell us how you're working on it.
So a shower stall, an old shower stall was removed with, an old pan, just, all cruddy and moldy and outdated. So installing a new shower base, it's not a mud base. It's, preformed epoxy and, cement. And then, I was wondering about what type of flashing you might recommend from, the framing members behind, the corners and, any of these areas. How susceptible are they to, these moisture issues where, the corners may, with expansion and contraction, may break open or, get some kind of moisture penetration? What's the extent of the, flashing system that you put behind cement board?
Okay, so when you put on tile backer board, you don't flash like you would if you were, putting up shingles and intersecting with siding. I mean, essentially what you do is you put the pan in, you put the backer board on, you overlap the pan, and then you put the adhesive on and the tile right on top of that. I mean, that's sort of the normal procedure for doing a tile job. You don't really flash the board any further than just making sure it overlaps the prefabricated pan. Is that what I'm hearing? You're using a prefabricated, say, a fiberglass tile pan?
Right. But, there are a lot of recommendations out there to run like a 6 mil plastic sheet behind the backer board so that any penetration that, could occur in the future hits this plastic wall. It overlaps the pan, and in front of that, the backer board overlaps it. But anything that penetrates the backer board and the tile and all that hits this plastic and eventually makes its way to the pan, you know, never actually, you know, getting to the framing members.
I don't have a problem with that. But let me put it to you this way. For many years, the way that tile showers were done is they simply put the green board, the water-resistant drywall, right on top of the studs. And that was it. There was nothing more than that. So by putting on a tile board, you're already making it a lot more durable. And if you want to put a polyethylene sheet behind that, I have no problem with that. Just make sure that the shower pan that you choose goes up enough to create that good overlap at the bottom so you don't have water that backs up into it.
I think that's it.
What are you guys working on this fine February day? If it's your house, you're in the right place because we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios and here to help. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, almost all attics need vents, but placing vents in the wrong place can lead to losing energy, gaining some mold, and rot. We're going to share how you can avoid all of that when the Money Pit returns.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
The air blows over the ridge, and it sucks out of the attic, sort of depressurizes that space, and pulls out of the attic all of that moist air, for example, in the wintertime. Now, at the same time, as the air blows against the side of your house, the wind pushes that air against the side of your house, it goes into the soffit vents, up under the roof sheathing, dragging it out, and again, exits at the ridge vent. So that cyclical sort of 24/7 flow basically works year-round and does its job, and it's much, much better than a powered attic ventilator, because when you have one of those, especially, I've seen people put these, Leslie, like they have a little ridge vent, and then they put the ventilator right next to it. It's like a dog chasing its tail. You know, the air basically pulls in the ridge vent, goes out the ventilator, and so on and so forth. It just cycles. It never really, you know, ventilates the entire house. So kind of a bad idea for that reason. And also, it can also depressurize the rest of the house. That means you can actually pull air conditioned air out from the living space, and that means you have to run the AC longer, you know, to do that. So for it to be effective. So for all those reasons, improve the ridge vent as best you can, put in roof vents where you can, and always keep those soffit vents open.
All right, good tips. Now we've got Jackie who says, part of my house has a flat metal roof that's leaking at the seams. What is the best way to seal those leaks? I don't know that I've seen a flat metal roof.
Well, you know, we do see more and more of them. First of all, if you go to an area that's really old, like when I was first doing home inspections, I was in Washington, D.C., and there they've got flat metal roofs and slightly pitched metal roofs all over the place, especially like in the center of the city. We used to see them a lot. So I learned a lot about how they go together and how they fall apart. And I've seen a lot of good repair jobs and a lot of bad repair jobs. And the bottom line is that lazy roofers will cover them with tar. That's the kiss of death for a metal roof because it starts the rusting process. The best thing to do is if you have leaks at the seam is to have a metal roofer, open up those seams and rebuild them so they don't leak. The only sealant I would use if you had to do something quick would be clear silicone sealant along the seam that's leaking. Don't go overboard on it because you don't want the risk water getting under it and forcing that metal roof to rust.
All right, that's a good call. Hope that helps you out, Jackie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with us. We hope that you picked up a trick or two about how to take care of your house, get those jobs done once, done right, so you don't have to do it again. If you think of a question, you can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or by posting your questions by clicking the microphone button at MoneyPit.com. For now, that's all the time we have. Until we talk again, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people Phillip trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. China's not happy the U.S. shot down what it says was a spy balloon, but China maintains was for meteorological study and had drifted off course.
Here we go.
Right there, buddy.
The floating orb was first discovered over Montana and deflated by a missile from an F-22 fighter jet off the East Coast near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Beijing's insisting the violation was an accident, and they're threatening further action in response. The Navy is taking the lead in operations to recover the remnants. Some residents of East Palestine, Ohio, told to evacuate. Others urged to shelter in place after a train derailment near the Pennsylvania state line. Norfolk Southern says about 50 cars derailed Friday night in East Palestine from a train carrying a variety of freight from Madison, Illinois to Conway, Pennsylvania. No injuries were reported. The Fed's job could get a little harder after last month's strong jobs report.
President Biden took a victory lap after the government reported 517,000 new jobs last month and a 3.4% unemployment rate. But the latest numbers could cause headaches at the nation's central bank. The Fed has been raising interest rates in hopes of slowing hiring and taming inflation. January's report surprised analysts because wage growth eased a bit, even as inflation shows signs of cooling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrats approved swapping states to open its 2024 presidential primary. The National Committee voting to replace Iowa with South Carolina in the leadoff spot. Part of a major shakeup meant to empower black and other minority voters critical to the party's base of support. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Traffic deaths are near historic highs.
More than 40,000 people a year die in car accidents. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg calls it a crisis, comparing it to the number of people killed by guns every year. And he worries that we're getting used to it. So now the DOT's call to action is urging public and private sector groups to get involved. Uber and Lyft are in, so are Honda and 3M. They're pledging millions to help. Uber and Lyft are focused on keeping drunk drivers off the roads. 3M helping to make road signs and lane markings more visible. Honda pledging millions to improve teen driver safety. I'm Rita Foley.
A United Airlines flight headed from Chicago to Las Vegas made an unplanned stop in Nebraska today after the pilot reported engine problems. No one was injured. They're taking a look into it maintenance-wise. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It was a close call in the Lone Star State.
The FAA says a FedEx cargo plane attempting to land in Austin, Texas Saturday had to reverse course after a second plane was cleared to depart from the very same runway. Just before it was expected to land, an air traffic controller gave the go-ahead for a Southwest Airlines plane to take off. Southwest flight was able to depart safely, and the FAA is now investigating. Jason Walker reporting.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says industrialized countries in the group of seven are imposing a price cap on refined Russian oil products like diesel and kerosene, part of a coalition that includes Australia and a tentative agreement from the European Union. The cap follows similar price limits put on Russian oil exports with the goal of reducing the financial resources President Putin has to wage war in Ukraine. More at townhall.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to episode 2281. If you've got a project in mind for this weekend, you are in the right place because we're not doing anything. We thought, hey, what the heck? Why don't we see who we can help out with some tips and advice on how to get those projects done quickly, efficiently, easily, so you can get back to enjoying your home. Maybe your project is a repair. Maybe it's a decor project. Maybe it's painting or decorating or fixing a squeaky floor or a leaky toilet. Whatever's on the to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours when you reach out to us with your questions. A couple of ways to do that, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, now that we are smack dab in the middle of winter, adding some more insulation is one of the single most cost-effective ways to cut heating costs and improve your comfort. But there are now many, many options, so we're going to help you identify the one that's best for you.
And downsizing is a big trend these days, but if living small isn't for you, we're going to have some tips on ways that you can make life simpler and more affordable without shrinking your space.
And saving water is something often easier said than done, but rather than rely on your family to use less water, we're going to highlight some new plumbing fixtures that actually do the water saving for you.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. What are you guys working on? Is it a big fix? Is it a quick fix? Are you fixing a project that went awry? Whatever it might be, we can help you save time, money, and hassles, so give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Just click the microphone button. You can record your question right there. It will come right to our studio, and we'll get a chance to answer it on the air. But for now, let's get to it. We've got some callers lined up. Leslie, who's first?
Jane Ellen in Pennsylvania is looking at getting some new windows. How can we help you make that decision?
Yes. Well, we're looking at getting replacing our single pane windows, and our question is, do you think it would be more cost effective to spend the extra money on triple pane windows, or would double pane windows be okay? Other than the windows, the house is fairly well insulated. It's not real drafty. We haven't priced our options yet, so we're looking for an opinion.
I think that double-pane windows will be fine. The thing is that when you shop for windows, you have all of these different features and benefits that you have to compare and contrast, and sometimes it gets very confusing when you do that. What I would look for is a window that's Energy Star rated and one that has double-pane glass. As long as the glass is insulated and it has like a low E coating so it reflects the heat back, that'll be fine. It's been my experience that unless you live in the most severe climates, triple pane glass doesn't really make up the additional cost in terms of return on investment.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
What kind of windows do you have now? Are they very drafty?
They're single pane windows. They're relatively decent windows for single pane, but they're old. They're starting to, you can see the gas is starting to escape from them, and they are a little drafty. Our house has a field behind it. Our backyard kind of opens up into a field. So there's a significant amount of wind that comes across the field and blows into the back of the house. And off the main back area, we have like a three-seasons room, which helps to block some of the wind from the interior downstairs. But the upstairs bedrooms, you feel the wind a little bit more significantly, and we notice the single pane windows a little bit more there. It seems more drafty right there.
Well, I think these windows are going to make a big difference for you. Now, if you need to save some money and maybe not doing them all at once, that's fine too. What I would do is the north and east sections of the house first, sides of the house first, and then the south and the west second, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
I know, given the winter that we've all had in the northeast and pretty much all over the United States, you might think that a triple pane glass is going to do the trick, especially when we've had, an average of 5 degrees tops.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the days that we've had, 30 and 40 degree temperatures, I've put on a light jacket. I've seen families out with no jackets. People are out of their minds when we get 40 degree days.
I know. We're happy for it, right?
It's like summer.
All right. Well, Jane Ellen, I hope that helps you out. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Richard in Illinois on the line who's dealing with a structural issue in the basement and a bowing wall. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, my wife and I built our own house, and it was a pretty good-sized house. But anyhow, we just got the thing dry to the weather and got 14 inches of rain in 2 days. And anyhow, the front wall buckled in a little bit. What do you know about these outfits that claim that they can jack walls out?
Okay, so is this a home that you've just completed, Richard? You say you just got it close to the weather.
Well, about 40 years ago.
Okay, now that we have the timeline correctly, so you have a 40-year-old home and you've got a front wall that's buckling in due to heavy rain. Is this something that happens slowly over time, or does it seem like it happened all at once?
Well, no, this happened 40 years ago. When we built the thing, we just got the thing dry to the weather and got 14 inches of rain in 2 days.
I see. So it's been sitting like that in the buckled position for 40 years?
Yeah, and it's not going anyplace.
I think if the wall has stayed in that position for all of those years, then there's not much for you to worry about, with a single exception of what are you going to do when it comes time to sell the house? It will no doubt come up as an issue in a home inspection report or an engineering report. What you could do, just to kind of make sure that you have all bases covered, you asked me about contractors that claim to push walls back. I would not hire a contractor as my first step. My first step would be to bring in a structural engineer. Contractors are not qualified to make those types of assessments. If you have a structural engineer look at that wall, and if it needs to be modified or reinforced in any way, you let the engineer design that. He or she will design that fix. And then you take that design to the contractor and say, this is exactly what I want done. You do not leave it up to the contractor because they're not qualified to make that structural assessment. And in doing it that way, when it comes time to sell the house, if you have the engineer come back and inspect the work when it's complete and basically certify that, he analyzed it, he designed the repair, and the repair was properly constructed, that's kind of like having a pedigree on the effectiveness of that repair. And if it turns out that it doesn't need any work, well, he can put that in writing as well. But I would not hire a contractor that's going to claim to do something to that wall, because, first of all, it stood like that for 40 years. It's not getting any worse, so certainly it's not an immediate problem. But just to protect yourself in the future, and especially if it comes time to sell the house, Richard, I would have it looked at by a structural engineer and then follow his or her advice. Richard, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, did you know that adding insulation is the single most effective way to cut your heating costs and improve your home's comfort? Well, we're going to compare the most popular types of insulation to help you learn which would work best for your style of home next.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What projects do you guys have on your to-do list for 2023? What are you working on? What are you hoping to change about your Money Pit? Enhance it? Decor? Plumbing? Heating? Whatever you are working on or at least even dreaming about tackling, we can help you get it done. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Nancy in Massachusetts is dealing with a garage that's got other plans than closing. What's going on there?
I have a dilemma about what to do about the door. It's just not closing properly, and sometimes it doesn't even want to go up and down, never mind when it comes down, it wiggles left to right till it gets to the bottom.
This is on a garage door opener?
Oh, yes.
So when it goes up and down, it shimmies in the opening?
Yes, in the closing.
So generally, the rollers on the side of the garage door are failing when that occurs. They're ball-bearing rollers, and when they get stuck, then they get sort of hung up on the way down, and that's what makes the door sort of vibrate. And puts a lot of resistance on it, too, and that may be the reason it's not closing all the way or closing evenly. Sounds like the door is pretty old, and, you know, your options are to replace all the hardware and try to, you know, realign the door, get it working right, or just replace the door and the door opener. If it's that old and that, you know, sort of rickety, I might lean towards just a replacement. The new doors today are actually a lot lighter than the old doors, and they work really smoothly. I just put two on in the garage, I guess about 8-9 months ago now. I'm really happy with them. And I used to have really heavy hardboard doors on this garage. Now I have nice factory painted steel doors that look really good, really sharp, and just close flawlessly every single time.
Well, this is one of those metal doors.
It is? Okay. But it's an older metal door?
Yeah. And I put bowl shield on the tracks to try to get it to roll down properly.
Yeah. But if the hardware has failed, even if you're lubricating the tracks, if the hardware has failed, it's not going to work right.
So what would you recommend? A new door or just get somebody over to do the hardware?
I'd get a new door and a new opener.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to put good money after bad.
Exactly. I think, you know, who knows if you could find the old hardware to match and everything. I'd just get a new door and a new opener. I think it'd be worth it.
Okay. Very good advice. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Good luck with that project.
Well, did you know that adding insulation is the single most effective way to cut heating costs and improve your home's comfort? You know, there are several different types of insulation that you can choose from, and each has its own benefits and applications. So to choose the best type of insulation, you should first determine where you want or need to add the insulation or even install insulation for the first time, and the recommended R values for the area that you want to insulate.
Definitely. So let's look at the most common types. Okay, so first of all, the most common type of all is fiberglass spat insulation. It's best for unfinished walls, including foundation walls, floors, and ceilings. It's a totally DIY project. The fiberglass spats are suited for standard stud and joist spacing, very inexpensive, and they can be added to existing insulation, which is common. Sometimes you have insulation that's many years old, and it settles and it sags, and you can add new fiberglass spat insulation on top of the old.
All right, now the next option is cellulose, or you can call it loose fill. Now, this is best for enclosed existing wall cavities. It's blown into place using very special equipment, and it's sometimes even poured in. Now, it's usually done by a pro, but some manufacturers will rent you the equipment so that you can do your own blown-in insulation. Now, it's also good for adding insulation to existing finish areas, irregularly shaped rooms, around obstructions in the wall like plumbing, so it's definitely a good choice if your home is all buttoned up.
Now, the next option is called stone wool. This is sort of an upgrade to the old rock wool insulation. It's very fire resistant, and it's also a great sound barrier. I just did an installation of Thermafiber, which is the Owens Corning stone wool product, and I did it in my crawl space because my crawl space is unheated. It's a little damp, and it's an old house, so I wanted to make sure I used the most fire-resistant product possible, and we're super happy with the results. And then finally, in my view, one of the best options, if you have the opportunity to use it, is spray foam insulation. It's great for open walls or unfinished attics. Has to be applied by a specialist. It basically is a two-part mix that when it gets mixed together, it expands, and the fact that it expands, it means that it's also going to seal the gaps in the framing of the house, and it's going to insulate at the same time. So in our house, we did spray foam on the underside of our roof. When we did a new roofing project, we used spray foam there, and it's so nice now to go up in the attic year-round. It's always like ambient temperature, so it's never too hot, never too cold, and the difference on our heating and cooling bills has been nothing short of stunning. In fact, if you go to MoneyPit.com and download the MoneyPit Insulation Guide, you will see the story of that project, including copies of the before and after utility costs, and it really is undeniably a very, very super efficient way to insulate your house. So you've got lots of options, but listen, even if you just go up in your attic this weekend, maybe you measure it, you find that you don't have enough, add a second layer, 6 or 8 inches of unfaced fiberglass bat insulation, and you will be so much more comfortable the next time it gets cold in your area.
Now we're heading over to North Carolina, where Chris has a question on flooring. What can we help you with today?
I had a leaking toilet that rotted my wood subfloor. I ripped it all up, and I put the new pieces of wood back down. But my cuts weren't exactly perfect, and there's some spacing in between, like maybe like 3/16.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. It's just in some sections. And I'm going to put down the quarter-inch cement board to put tile down here. And I just wanted to know, what type of mortar do I use to put the cement board down onto this wood subfloor? And then once the cement board is down and it's screwed in, do I have to put some type of mesh tape to put the boards together and then mortar the tape?
No. So, first of all, if you're going to put down Duroc, which is sort of that cement board that you're describing it, generally that's screwed down. So you would screw that down to the floor. And then on top of that, you would apply the adhesive for the tile, and you would glue the tile right to the board.
Okay.
Having those gaps in the plywood repair is no big deal because that's all going to be covered over. Just make sure that when you put the cement board down that you don't align the seams of the board with any of the old seams of the plywood below it.
Right.
Everything should overlap.
Do I still have to put the mesh tape, though, for the boards? The cement boards or no?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you can go right on top of that. As long as you have good adhesion of those boards down, they're secured well in place, they shouldn't move.
Okay, great.
Chris, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Joan in California needs some help with a kitchen remodel. How's it going?
Yes, well, we haven't started yet, and I just need some advice on how to get started. Do you start with an architect, or what do you do?
That's a good question. So planning makes perfect. You want to start with a plan. Now, are you essentially going to replace the kitchen in sort of the same layout that you have right now, Joan, or are you thinking about really changing things up a lot?
Well, it's a very small kitchen, and I just want to know how to maximize everything.
All right. So if it's a small kitchen, you can probably do this inexpensively by perhaps starting with a home center. A lot of the home centers have designers that work on designing kitchens for the cabinetry that they sell. And for a very small fee, they can help you lay it out and take advantage of all of the latest options. If you want to do more than that, what you're going to do is hire a certified kitchen and bath designer. But this is sort of like hiring an interior decorator that works just on kitchens and baths, and that's going to cost you a few bucks. But if you want to just do this an easy way, I would start with a home center in the kitchen department and see if they'll lay out some options for you using the type of cabinets that they sell. Those cabinets are usually pretty affordable at that level, and they'll be able to give you some ideas on things perhaps you haven't thought about.
You know what, Joan? I think it's really smart to keep a notepad in the kitchen, and everybody and anybody, yourself and your family who use the space, as you walk through and notice little areas where you're tripping over one another or things that just don't make sense, or you wish that, you know, X was here and not there, sort of jot all of those down. So when you do go sit down with, whether it's, you know, a certified kitchen and bath designer or someone in the home center, you sort of have all of these issues that could be addressed or might be able to be addressed.
One thing I really want is more electrical outlets. So that'll have to definitely be in the plan.
Well, it's definitely in the plan, and you know, you'll do these things in order. The first thing you'll do is rip out the old cabinets, and the next thing you'll do would be to rough in new wiring and new plumbing to have it exactly where you want it. And then, of course, you'll start the installation of the new cabinetry as almost the last step. It's also a good time to think about universal design in the kitchen, maybe having countertops of different height. So as you get older, you could sit down and work at the kitchen counter as opposed to just standing up. So think of the sort of accessibility issues when you design this kitchen as well.
How much time should I allow for something like this?
Well, it depends on whether you have sort of all your ducks in a row. Sometimes it takes a while to get all the cabinets delivered. But if everything is accessible and on site, you know, you can tear out this kitchen and rebuild it inside of a week.
Oh, wow.
If you have everybody lined up and everybody's there when they need to be there, and you know, the plumber shows up on time, the electrician shows up on time, and so on, sure, I don't see any reason you can't get it done in a week.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, downsizing is definitely a big trend these days, but if living small isn't for you, we're going to have some tips on ways you can make your life simpler and more affordable without shrinking your space next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? While time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at TheSimpleMat.com.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Not just the spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Hell, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Jody in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I actually have a problem with my foundation. It's an exposed foundation, about 3 feet high around the whole footprint of the house is exposed. The cement block foundation that had parging on it originally, and the parging was cracking, so it was recommended by a masonry contractor to put dry lock over it. So this is what I did. I put they add color to the dry lock, so I put it over the whole foundation, and it started to crack and peel and bubble.
Yeah, you didn't adhere properly. First of all, isn't dry lock usually an interior masonry paint, not an exterior masonry paint?
Well, this particular masonry guy told me that he's actually used it on the bottom of swimming pools, so he thought that it would work. And when he saw it later, he said, wow, I've never seen it do that.
Yeah, how about that? Just experimenting with your house.
I did call the dry lock people, too.
Yeah.
And talk to them. And they told me to try to power wash it, try scraping it. But it's just become like a huge mess. You know, I mean, it peels in some places it adhered.
Yeah, the problem is that now that you've got that on there, you've got to get it off because you can't put new stuff over the bad old stuff. It just will continue to peel.
Yeah, the problem is that we are on filled in marshland and so we're on clay and sand. And the cement block, you know, it sort of leaches up through there. So it's always sort of damp coming up from the ground anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking the block wall might have been wet when you applied it. It might have been visibly wet. But see, those block walls are hydroscopic. They absorb water really, really well. And so if it's on a moist situation, that water is going to draw up, get behind that paint, and nothing causes paint to peel faster than water. So unfortunately, at this stage, you're going to have to strip that off.
Oh my gosh. And we're right on the water. You know what I mean? We're on the bay. So I'm always worried about things that are non-environmentally friendly.
The other thing that I think you probably could do, and this is a big job in and of itself though, is you could have a mason attach a woven wire mesh to that foundation and restucco it. And in that case, it could go right on top of the old junky paint because you're not really sticking to the foundation, you're sticking to the mesh. So that's another possibility.
I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, because I guess in some places that was used before underneath the parging.
Well, the parging is simply a stucco coat that goes on top of the block wall, and it's typical for the parging to crack, and usually it cracks along the lines of the masonry block.
Yep, that's what it did.
And that's not necessarily a defect. That's pretty much just the way it goes with that stuff, especially if they don't put it on thick enough. So I would consider, if you really want to have it to look like a traditional masonry foundation, I would consider having mesh put up there and then properly restuccoed. If not, you're just going to have to peel that paint off any way you can. I might take a look at some of the citrus-based paint strippers if you have some that's really hard to get off.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Sorry about better news. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, savings and simplicity definitely fuel the need for downsizing with more and more homeowners moving into smaller homes. But if your goal is simply to make life less expensive and more relaxing, there's a lot of ways to do that without going super small.
Now, first of all, you can lighten the load. I mean, assess your current belongings from furnishings to all of that stuff that is tucked into those very backs of your closets. I'm talking to you guys. I know what's in there. You're shoving stuff all the way back there, so take it all out. Then edit it all down to what you really need and what you want to have around you, which will uncover both living and storage space that you probably didn't even realize you had.
Now, after you do whittle down your collection, this is your new downsized belongings to just the essentials, you might even make a little cash by selling the excess in a yard sale or a garage sale or online, whichever way you like best.
Now, once you've sort of gone through all that stuff and figured out what you're going to save, think about reorganizing what's left. You want to revamp those closets and other storage areas for more efficiency, and then think about adding maybe some do-it-yourself shelving or modular storage solutions. You'll find tons and tons of those, especially at key times of the year, like in the colder weather. It's when we seem to focus on our homes a lot. I was just in Home Depot the other day, and I could not believe how many options they had for storage now. And you know that's popular because they always push it to the front of the store. I mean, they had storage bins so big, I wouldn't be able to lift it if I filled it up.
Once it's full, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot available, and you can add some convenience. You can find double-duty furnishings where you have, like, furniture pieces that have storage built in and that sort of thing. But take advantage of that, and this way, once you're keeping, you can make sure you organize it and then store it safely for the next time you can use it.
Yeah, and now once you've got everything sort of organized and you know what's left, do some staging. You can arrange your favorite furnishings for a very welcoming, clutter-free feel and put smart pieces like nesting tables and convertible seating to work in those busy living areas so it kind of clears up space when you need the space and then opens up for use when you need those things.
Good advice. If you want more tips, we've got a lot of content about how to better organize your spaces, your closets, your kitchens, your bedrooms on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, saving water is something often easier said than done. But rather than rely on your family to use less water, we're going to highlight some new plumbing fixers that can actually do the water saving for you when the Money Pit returns. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Dice Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. LuxRock and other Dice Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whether you're doing or dreaming, guys, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So follow us at The Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Ken in South Dakota, you've got The Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hooking up a gas stove.
Okay.
And I got a gas hot water heater and a furnace, and I was just wondering if I can use the same regulator.
I wouldn't. I would get a brand new regulator for that brand new gas stove because the pressures could be different.
Okay. How do I plumb that then in the house? Just put a splitter on the high end then?
Well, I'm uncomfortable giving you specific gas piping plumbing advice because I don't know your skill set. It's really not a beginner do-it-yourself sort of project, Ken. And so if you're unfamiliar with it, then I really think you should get some professional help because I don't want you to do it wrong and end up causing an unsafe situation. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
While saving water is becoming more and more important, but rather than relying on your kids and family to just simply use less water, updating your plumbing fixtures can actually do the water saving for you. It's actually a super simple pro plumbing project.
We've got a few tips on how to find faucets and toilets and showers and sprinklers that can do the job. So first, let's talk about those toilets. They can last for decades, and that makes them one of the most durable plumbing fixtures in the house. But while they don't really wear out, old toilets can waste plenty of water with every flush. So instead, switch to WaterSense certified toilets.
Yeah, you know, WaterSense is a program that's run by the EPA, and just like the Energy Star program, it helps consumers find products that save energy. Now, WaterSense is designed to help those consumers identify the projects that will save water, and to qualify, a product must be certified to use at least 20% less water, save energy, and perform as well or even better than the regular models.
Now, aside from toilets, if you were to also replace your bathroom faucets and your shower head, the EPA reports you could save 26,000 gallons of water a year, create 380 fewer pounds of greenhouse gas emissions, and reduce your utility bills by $250, which sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, and speaking of utility bills, if you use less water, you also use less natural gas and electricity, you know, however you heat that water, so it all adds up. Plus, beside bathrooms and kitchens, WaterSense fixtures are also available for outdoors, like your lawn sprinklers, rain controllers. All those other irrigation products can be updated to help you avoid wasting water while you still enjoy that beautiful landscape.
Chris in Arkansas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought a house, and it has two bathrooms, and the tile, sink, and tubs are baby pink and baby blue.
What's wrong with that?
Well, not exactly what I had in mind. But I was wondering if you can successfully, until I get to redo the bathrooms, if you can successfully paint over them without it looking terrible.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. There's quite an extensive process to it to make sure that you get proper adhesion, that it sticks very well. However, whenever you're dealing with a painted surface and water is involved and areas that you have to clean as well, you're going to get some wear and tear. So I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, there are kits that you can buy online. Basically, if you want to do it without a kit, and of course, then you don't want to paint the grout, but a lot of people do paint the grout, and then that looks weird also. So you got to think about all these things. But you're going to want to use a very, very durable oil-based primer. And of course, you've got to clean those tiles very, very well before you even think about putting a drop of primer on them.
And I think Sherwin-Williams actually makes a primer that is super, super adhesive. And the reason I know about this is because the way they demoed it was by painting it on tile and then putting a second layer of paint on it. But even though it's a really adhesive paint, I agree with you completely that that eventually, in a very short period of time, especially if you're cleaning the surface, you're going to start wearing through it.
Okay. And like I said, not knowing if I could or not, I just was, you know, thinking if I could buy myself some time and just paint it until I can redo. Or maybe it's sounding like I should just wait till I can redo.
Well, you know, the bad news about those old tile bathrooms is that they have, you know, these very traditional, like 1960s-like colors. The good news is that the tile quality is usually really good, and the way it's installed is really solid. And that's why, if at all possible, maybe you could think about decorating around this tile. So you said you have, is it pink and blue?
Yes.
You know, with the pink, I think we're seeing such a big trend in pink really making a comeback in bathroom spaces. You know, you could go overload on the pink. You can add in florals. You can add in different tones of pinks. You can sort of tone it down with neutral beiges and grays and hints of gold and sort of make it, like, glamorous and more girly. You know, there are ways you can do that. Blue tile, I feel like, you know, it's just a poor choice. Blue tile is blue tile.
I totally agree with you.
You know, maybe everything else goes, like, super clean, but I just feel like if you attempt to paint the tile, you're going to be sad in the long run, and it will perhaps motivate you to do the permanent work more quickly.
Okay. Well, exactly that, and that's why I called. I just wasn't sure if there was some miracle cure that I, you know, hey, this works great or not. And I'm trying my best at decorating around, but the pink, yes, has worked better than the blue.
At least we solved half the problem, Christine.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today.
While they say don't judge a book by its cover, well, you shouldn't do it to furniture either. We're going to share tips to upcycle old furniture when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Shasta Beam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more.
We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got a project to take on, we are here to help. Give us a call with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Larry wrote in saying, we had our 200-foot driveway asphalted last spring. All year so far, it's looked great, but our first real cold spell got down to the 20s, and we noticed a crack. How do I repair this so it doesn't get worse? Now, is that unusual? Would you see something like that so early on, or is that a fault in the prep?
Well, look, when you put a driveway down, there's so many ways to do this, and the durability is directly proportional to how thick of a base you put in and what kind of asphalt you selected. So if you put in a fairly thin layer of base, maybe 3 inches or something like that, that's not going to be very sturdy. If you put in like 6 or 7 or 8 inches and then you compress it, you compact it, that's like concrete. It's so hard. Even though it's stone, it's so hard, and then it's not as likely to move. Plus, the fact that it's 200 feet, it's an awfully long driveway, and I would have thought they would have put some expansion joints on that. But all said, you were kind enough, Larry, to send me a photograph of that crack. It's not terribly big. So I would simply seal it with an asphalt caulk patching compound. It will expand and contract with that crack. Now, if those are listening have a bigger crack, what you want to do is fill it with a piece of foam first. There's a foam rod that will go into the bottom of the crack, and then you can sort of caulk over that or put a urethane, flowable urethane, on top of that. And this way you'll keep the water out, because that's really what does the damage. If water gets in there, starts to expand, it moves the driveway, and then you got a big mess on your hands.
All right. I hope that helps you out, because we don't want this to get any worse.
Well, are you about to throw out that old chair or dresser? Well, not so fast. Leslie's got some great tips for bringing new life to old furniture in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I think the word is upcycling, right, when we do this?
Yeah, I mean, totally. You know, you shouldn't ever judge a book by its cover. It's like a diamond in the rough. So don't do that with furniture either. You can refinish furniture. You can do upholstery. These are all DIY projects that can create statement pieces out of furniture that's old and weathered or, you know, maybe ready to go to the recycling area, but it's faded into the background, but you can give it new life to become an awesome piece in your home. So first of all, you've got to assess the piece of furniture that you want to refinish, because different materials require different treatments. Now, the better the original material, the better the ultimate results. Unless that piece of furniture is chipped or maybe loaded with layers of old paint and finish, a simple sanding should do the trick. Now, if a piece does require stripping, though, you should consider outsourcing it, or you can get a product from the home center that will strip off that existing finish, then a light sand, and then it should be good to go. Now, if you want to outsource it, or maybe you need to outsource an upholsterer, I always sort of go to Angie's List to look for somebody in the area. I also go to social media, to people, you know, like your town's mom and dad's page or your town's page online. And then you can sort of ask the people in your community, hey, who do you use? Because they're very quick to share opinions on who they like and who they don't. So definitely a good place to sort of crowdsource information about good vendors in your area. I mean, definitely take the time to look at the piece, see how it's built structurally. Is it sturdy? Is it ready to refinish? Does adding the fabric or the new color really bring it around? And you will be surprised how much of a huge difference you can make for not a ton of money.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, paint. It's a really remarkable material if you think about it. It's cheap. Anybody can use it. It can completely transform whatever it's applied to. But what do you do if you can't get the darn stuff to stick? Because there are definitely some notoriously difficult surfaces to paint. The truth is, it can be done with the right approach. We will walk you through step by step on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.